Yeah, that's me home. So I'll let you go now, Claire. Okay, you enjoy your movie. Catch up tomorrow. Bye bye. Oh, I know these shoes. Got here early and let yourself in, did you? Bad boy. But where are you hiding, I wonder? Not in the sitting room or the kitchen. Oh, there you are, on my bed. Just what I wanted to see after a long, hard day. Hey, you don't seem very present, honey. What's up? We don't have to do this if you don't want to, you know? Yeah, I called you earlier and practically demanded for you to be here tonight. And I'm loving the whole friends with benefits thing we have going on. But that first word is important. I'm your friend. Do you need to talk about something? Hey, I'm serious. You can always talk to me. In fact, I'm so serious that I'm getting on top of you. There we go. Now look at me. Are you okay? Just tired, huh? Yeah, I don't buy that for a second. Do I have to beat it out of you? Because you know I'll happily whip your ass. It wouldn't be the first time either. Oh, don't think I didn't feel that cock of yours twitching there at the mere mention of beating you. Such a dirty, masochistic boy. Was that it? You wanted me to take charge tonight? You wanted to be my subby little plaything? Huh? You know I'm always up for that, baby. Seriously, is that all it is? Nothing more? You can tell me anything. We're friends, and you're important to me. Oh, you just need your silly little boy brain silencing for a while. So you just want to do what you're told. Then it sounds like somebody needs a firm hand tonight. Well, luckily for both of us, that was exactly what I had in mind for tonight anyway. So I can certainly help there, honey. But the fact you didn't tell me instantly and I had to work everything out for myself means I'm not going to treat you like a sweet good boy. Oh no, I'm going to punish you. That's what filthy, naughty boys deserve. Fuck, you twitch like crazy there. That is exactly what you are craving, isn't it? You love the idea of me punishing you. Such a dirty fucking toy. Right, time to get you naked. Come on, stand up for me. Let's get this t-shirt off. There we go. And now your trousers. Boxers too. Everything off. Perfect. Now bend down to me. And kiss me. Oh, me? None of your business. As of right this second, I'm your mistress. I'm in charge, so I'll get naked when or if I feel like it. Besides, I love how vulnerable you are when you're naked and I'm clothed. Now kneel for me. Kneel at the feet of your mistress. Yes. Now crawl onto my wardrobe. Then get out my knee-high boots. Go on. Don't make me tell you twice. Good. Now bring them to me. I didn't give you permission to stand on your fucking knees. Good. Now crawl back to me and slide them on my feet. Slowly, then gently take a zip between your teeth and pull it up. That's right. And now the other boot. And zip. Perfect. Now put your hands behind your back and sit up on your knees. Let me inspect you properly. So wonderfully obedient. A little shiver from you as I glide my nails up the back of your neck before giving your hair a gentle tug. Fuck. And I'm sure I can get a little whimper or gasp as I graze your neck with my teeth and gently pinch those nipples. Oh, I knew tonight would be fun, but I didn't quite realize just how much. But I did say I was going to punish you, so I would advise you not to get too excited just yet. Now, as much as I would love to thoroughly spank and whip that arse of yours, leaving it all hot and sore and you struggling to sit down, as we've already discussed, you're a filthy fucking masochist. So that means some mental torture will be a far more effective method of teaching you a lesson. Oh no, baby. It's too late for pleading and begging. That will do you no good at all. In fact, it will probably only make things worse. Open your arms behind you, boy. That's it. You feel that leather? Wrapping around your wrists. It's my absolute favorite belt. Locking your arms in place. Fuck. You look positively delicious. On your knees, naked. Hands tied behind your back and rock fucking hard. So now it's time to clean my beautiful boots with your tongue. Come on. I don't have all day. Yes, that's it. Slide your tongue up and down that beautiful black leather. Clean every fucking inch. My fingers locked in your hair, guiding you up and down. I'm so kind, aren't I? Allowing you to taste my boots. And you're going to taste every single square millimeter of them. The toes and heels, too. Yes, I'm also very kind to my dirty, filthy boy. But don't worry your little head. I haven't forgotten about your punishment. That's coming, I promise you. Now, I want you to clean my heels. Yes, such a good boy. So incredibly obedient. Good fucking boy. Uh-huh. That will do. I think you've had quite enough fun licking my boots. Kneel up. I'm going to stand in front of you. Lift your eyes up to meet mine. Fuck, you look so good. Mindless devotion. Lost in a world where your only role in life is to be my plaything. The only voice that matters in the world is mine. The only will that matters is mine. You belong to me, baby. You are mine. Oh, you greedy boy. You're going to have to wait for me to kiss you like that again. Instead, I'm going to lift my skirt and put your face almost within touching distance of my pussy. So close you can almost feel my soaking wet underwear on your face. Now breathe me in. Deep breath. Fuck. Again. You want a taste, don't you? You want to use your tongue to dive into my hot, wet pussy? Too bad. It's not about what you want. It's about what I want. Now get on the bed. It would be easy to leave both of your hands tied behind your back, but that's not what's going to happen. This is a punishment. And so you're going to be tested. Naturally, I want to make this hard for you. I want to tie one of your hands to the bed while making you leave the other by your side. You aren't allowed to touch me, and you certainly aren't allowed to touch yourself. But here's the thing. If you disobey me, the hand that's free will be your non-dominant hand, while the other hand is locked in non-release handcuffs. The key's on a chain around my neck, which will be out of your reach, and we both know. There will be no relief for you with your wrong hand. So you might as well just do as you're told and obey me, huh? One last thing for you. I have no need for my underwear now, yet it will make a perfect gag for you. Come on, open wide and say, ah. Good fucking boy. And now, I'm going to sit on the chair at the bottom of the bed and make you watch me play with myself. Set in my black leather knee-high boots, my sodden underwear in your mouth, my skirt pulled up to you just so you can see how wet I am. Oh, fuck. My favorite vibrator going to work while I sit here, watching you, watching that cock of yours grow even harder, glistening in pre-cum. Don't move that hand, boy. Don't move that hand or I'll make sure this gets worse for you. Oh, fuck. If you want to have any chance of coming tonight, you better not touch yourself. Keep that hand exactly where it is. I know you wish it was your tongue instead of my vibrator. I know how addicted you are of worshipping me. Fuck. But this is what happens when you don't express how you feel. Fuck. This vibrator feels so fucking good. But I want more. I want to grind on your face, grind on your gagged mouth while my vibrator keeps me on edge. Fuck. Oh, I can hear you moaning through that gag. I can see that desperate cock crying up for my attention. Fuck. I'm going to come. I'm going to fucking come. Oh, I'm not fucking done. Not even close. Reach up and take that gag out of your mouth. Go on. I'm going to keep playing with this vibrator. On my slit this time. But I want to hear you bang while I do. Oh, no, no, baby. You don't sound nearly desperate enough. I guess you want to keep watching, huh? You want to keep watching me get myself off while you get absolutely nothing? Fuck. Yes, that's it. Beg. Beg me to include you. Fuck. Luckily for you, I want that tongue of yours inside mine. So I'm going to sit on your face. But the only part of your free hand you can touch is my boot. Understand me? And if you disobey me, not only will you not be allowed to come tonight, I'll deny you every time I see you for a month. Do you understand me? No, no. A nod isn't enough. Say, yes, mistress. Good fucking boy. Okay, I'm coming over. Now get that tongue inside me. Fuck, yes. Just like that. Fuck, yes. In and out. Deeper and deeper. Fuck me with your tongue. You're such an obedient fucking thing, aren't you? Maybe you do deserve some pleasure, huh? Fuck, that's it. keep flicking your tongue inside me while I grind down even harder and harder on your face. Fuck. Oh, fuck. And my clit. Suck on my fucking clit. And now think whether I should stroke this rock-hard, leaking cock that's pleading for my attention. You know it's not your cock anymore, don't you? This is my cock. I own it. I own you. Yes, that's it. That's it. Very soon, I'm going to mark you as my property with all my juices, while I achingly slowly tease this cock up and down. Up and down. Don't think I can't feel you desperately squirming. Just do your job and fucking suck my clit. Or you're in for a nasty surprise. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yes, that's it. God, I love that I can be so mean and demanding to you and you'll just take it. You'll just take everything. So perfectly submissive. A perfect fucking toy for me. Such a fucking filthy boy. But I can't deny myself any longer. I want this cock inside of me. Oh. Oh. Fuck. That feels so good. That feels so fucking good. Use your free hand. Reach under my top and play with my tits. Do it right fucking now. While I push my fingers into your mouth. Oh. Fuck yes. What a greedy, hungry boy you are. Now use your free hand to play with my clit. Come on. While I grind harder and harder into you. Yes, that's it. That's fucking it. I'm going to wrap my hands around your throat until I fucking come. And then... only then, you're going to fill me up. You're going to empty those aching balls deep inside me. Do you hear me? Because you're mine. Tell me you're fucking mine. Fuck. Yes. Mine. Mine. Come for me. Come for me right fucking now. Right fucking now. Yes. That's it. Good boy. Good fucking boy. My God. That was pretty intense, huh? Come on. Wrap that arm free around me. Let's cuddle up. Oh, yeah. I'm kind of messy down there. But I don't care right now. So, did that help shut your brain for a while? Yeah? I thought it might. And my God, I knew I had a possessive streak in bed, but I never knew it was quite that bad. I hope it didn't scare you too much. It was scary, but you liked it? God, you're such a slut. So, I've been meaning to ask you. What? You want to be more than friends with benefits too? Oh, thank God. Well, in that case, I'm definitely not untying you. I'm just going to leave you there while I clean myself up and slip out of these clothes. Well, except the boots. I'm keeping them on all night long. Speaking of all night, I hope you weren't planning on getting much sleep tonight, baby, because I can assure you, I've got other plans for you. And as you well know, now you're all mine.